Talk. Now, we're a little early on this one, but we wanted to forewarn you so you can prepare yourself. So, here goes. Cape Town, and that means you, will be taking part in the annual Global City Nature Challenge, where cities from around the world compete to record the most observations of local planet and animals over 4 days. Now, what we need to do is we need to compete with the likes of San Francisco. We need to compete with the likes of Denver, Colorado. We need to compete with the likes of Ho Chi Minh City. We really do want to win. And after speaking to Arnie Sorensen, as you would have heard from the tourism perspective, we have so much to offer in South Africa and in Cape Town in particular from the natural vistas. Julia Wood, City of Cape Town Biodiversity Manager, is on the line with us to give us a bit more clarity on how to participate in this fantastic initiative. Good morning, Julia. How are you?
Fine, and yourself? And good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you, and thank you so much for your contribution. So now this is going to be run by an app. What is iNaturalist?
iNaturalist is actually a web-based program, and it's actually throughout the world, and it records. So if you take a photo of species, a plant or an animal, you can load it up, and then you can record locations of species. And there are many people in Cape Town who are really connected, and they record species in different areas. Obviously, for ourselves, that is, well, from a biodiversity point of view, that's also really great for ourselves, because then we can find out where the species are, we can confirm them, because obviously we've got checklists of plants and animals, and also which are the important species, which are the threatened species. Mm-hmm. But this is a specific chance, and it's been run, and the person that we're working closely with is South African National Biodiversity Institute, SANBI, because they really look after the data of species in South Africa. So we're actually partnering with them, and they have been working with our naturalists for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And they actually suggested that that we go for this challenge, because Cape Town is one of the most biodiverse cities in the world. It's got more plants than really anywhere in the world, even the rainforests. The rainforests are obviously very known for the insect diversity, but in terms of plants, we're probably the most biodiversity city in the world. So that's actually incredible for us, and this challenge, we will take part, and it's about how many people record, so how many people actually log on, how many people record observations, how many species we get, and the numbers of observations. But the important thing is it's from the 26th to the 29th of April. So it's 4 days. So obviously people can already log on and record, but we're trying to get as many people out there with their smartphones.
Yes.
People can, it's either Android or Apple smartphone, so you can download an app. You can take photos with any old camera, and then you can then go back onto the site and load up the photographs.
Okay.
And people aren't, if they're not technically minded, I'm not technically minded myself. But after the 29th, we will advertise on iNaturalist. We will have specific places where people can go up, and as long as it's got a date reference that you did take it between the 4 days, you can upload it afterwards.
Obviously,
we're hoping, I think a lot more of the youth are more technically minded than us, and most people have got smartphones. But it's an opportunity to get out into the nature reserves on iNaturalist. If you're nervous of going off on your own, it's an ideal opportunity to go and visit your local reserve.
Right.
Many of the reserves, we have events, which is listed on iNaturalist on the website. And the city's Facebook page is also listing where there will be people meeting and then going out together. But you also can go and take photographs in your garden. You can take photographs in your street. So it's really plants and animals, no pets, no people.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yes.
So, Julia, iNaturalist.org, first of all, is the website to go to. Just help me understand fully. If I want to see, how do I upload to specifically Cape Town? I suppose when I signed in or logged in or signed up rather, then I'll highlight my city, and then do I only see Cape Town from then on?
No, you will see it's got various sections in it, but the most important thing is the photograph will be a GPS reference point.
Gotcha.
So you need to take a reference point for where you take the photograph, which means then it links you to Cape Town, or, you know, so that's how they can. So we're looking for photographs, and don't forget it's the greater Cape Town area, which extends beyond Atlantis. It extends to Brackenfell and to the area, the area above Gordon's Bay. So it's actually quite a large area. So it's the whole of Cape Town. Obviously, there is the obviously between. As you go towards Stellenbosch, you go into another municipality. So it's just Cape Town municipality. But it's quite a large area.
Okay, so sorry, Gordon's Bay towards and up the west coast?
Okay, so from Gordon's Bay, it's actually, you can actually go right down, and I don't, the Kuchelberg, the Kuhlbai Resort, if you go round the corner from Gordon's Bay, from there backwards. You know, all the south backwards to Cape Town, and then you go, and then Brackenfell, Bracken Nature Reserve is obviously a city-run nature reserve, and then we go to just north of Mamrepele.
Okay.
Now, the which is north of Atlantis, yes.
The other question that I wanted to ask you here is, does it have to be, do they have to be differentiated? I know it's highlighting biodiversity, but what if, for example, there's a type of praying mantis that I find that's already been captured by somebody else? Do I have to sort of keep an eye on what's already been uploaded and try to find something different?
No, absolutely not. It is absolutely anything, and people must not worry about identifications as well, because there will be a team of experts that will be sitting through and going through all the photos. The best thing is to try and take the best photograph possible. And if you take a plant, you want to try and take the size of the plant and also the, you know, what the flower looks like if there is one. But a lot of those instructions, in fact, they've got a fantastic PowerPoint presentation which you can download from iNaturalist, and it actually takes you through all the steps and it tells you what. But the big thing is not worrying about whether, because obviously we're looking at people, we're looking at number of observations.
Right.
So even if it's been recorded before, it's great to have another observation. And it might be in a different locality. We will all be getting, and it could be an indigenous plant, it could be an alien plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not... Yeah, so it could be either, because obviously we're also interested in invasive vegetation, because we will look at the data later, and we're also interested in invasive vegetation, because some of them are, vegetation is on the list, and then we would like to go out and take them out, or, you know, so all the information we will, whatever information goes in, we will use. But, the amount of observations and so there's obviously the people, so the number of people who log. So even if you only log and take one observation, that all adds up.
Okay.
The number of observations and then the number of identifiable species. Now, not every photo we might be able to identify, because the photo might not be clear enough, and then
right.
we would just go under an observation. And there's 170 cities across the world, and, you know, it's in the thousands, the number of people, I think it was 27,000 people participated
right.
in San Francisco, and they won the challenge. So we're not sure we're going to win this year, but we will carry on doing it every year.
How long have we been doing it? How long has Cape Town?
This is the first year, in fact.
Okay.
This is the first year that's been any African city that has actually
wow.
joined.
Are there any others?
Yeah, us and Kenya and Port Harcourt in Nigeria.
Where in Kenya?
Yeah.
Nairobi.
Okay. Nairobi. Yes.
Okay.
And
cool.
So there's the three African cities, and obviously we are at a disadvantage because Europe is in spring. We in you know, and obviously in spring there's thousands of flowers all over.
Right.
But we still have lots and lots and lots of biodiversity, so the opportunity for doing really well. But it's also really important for us that two or three things that I think are really, really important. Firstly, it's highlighting how amazingly biodiverse Cape Town is. It's
right.
absolutely amazing, and I don't think we acknowledge that enough. And biodiversity is everywhere. It's close to everybody. We've got reserves all over which preserve massive biodiversity.
And birds and butterflies.
And butterflies and plants and insects and everything. And
gotcha.
it's really important for us to live with this biodiversity, because it's really, really important, you know, for ecosystem services, clean water. You know, we've seen how important biodiversity is in the recent drought, how important it is to conserve our catchments, but also our areas above the aquifers, because we've been, you know, Atlantis, people of Atlantis, their potable water comes from an aquifer.
Right.
All their water comes from aquifers. So it's really, really important. So it's important for people to, for us to get people involved, you know, in something that's really exciting. The scouts are also going to be involved. They've developed a special little badge. So any scout out there, you can go and register on iNat and then you register as a scout.
Cool.
If you're very young, then and you don't really have an email address, then the important thing is you can just, do it with your parents, get
yes.
your parents involved. The other thing is...
So let's talk about a bit more detail in a second. I just want to give you an opportunity, if you have a question for Julia, to send us a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Call us on 021-446-0567 if you are curious to know a little bit more, tweet us. Tweet me at Refreed West. Talk. Back to our discussion about biodiversity in Cape Town and iNaturalist's challenge coming up between the 24th and the 29th of April. If you would like to participate and allow Cape Town to take itself hopefully into the top 10 of cities, this is our first time participating in this global challenge. Take a picture with your smartphone, upload it to the iNaturalist.org website after you've signed up to be a participant. The GPS will identify that you are in Cape Town, as far afield as or in the Cape area, as far afield as Gordon's Bay even, and just take a picture of all of our natural fauna and flora. We're going to be judged on the number of uploads and observations that we get, and hopefully we can come close to beating the likes of San Francisco, who won in this competition last year. We're busy speaking to City of Cape Town Biodiversity Manager Julia Wood. Julia, we have a question here asking us, I'd like to know if we get feedback from iNaturalist if we don't know what we are photographing.
Yes, because they get identified online. So when the challenge is finished and we have identified it, then you would be able to go back into your profile and you'd be able to see your photograph and you'd be able to see the identification. So people will be able to find out what it was or whether it could have been identified. Because obviously the experts will sit, the next week. I think it's 4 days or something. They assign the actual challenge signs for scientists to sit, and then they sit and they try and identify the photographs. So that's also very exciting and obviously can give us a lot more information.
So I don't have to be an ornithologist, for example, because that was my worry, is what if I'm taking something that's pretty boring, or, you know, isn't as exotic as they're seeking, or I don't know what it is when I want to put it up. That was my additional concern, in addition to the fact that it doesn't matter. Well, I thought it mattered that each of the observations be completely unique. So this is very cool. So literally, you see something pretty, you take a picture, you upload.
Yes. So, and I just wanted to say that it is our first time we've actually taken part. So it's been very exciting. And I think next year we will manage to fix things a bit, what happened this year. But I also just want to let people know that every library has access to internet. And all the libraries have information in the library which tells you how to upload photographs and gives you information. So we've been working very closely with the libraries. And the libraries are an amazing resource, and they're all out in the communities everywhere. So there's an opportunity if you don't have internet at home or if you need help to go to the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And also we offering training on the 23rd of April at 9:30 at False Bay Nature Reserve at Zika Slay. You turn off along Strandfontein Road at 9:30 on the 23rd. So people can also come get questions, training, and they can contact the City of Cape Town if I can contact myself or somebody in the City of Cape Town if they want more information.
Julia, what's the best way for us to reach you?
The best way to actually reach us is actually you could email biodiversity@capetown.gov.za.
Fantastic.
And then it comes through into one of my staff and they can answer.
Okay, so that's biodiversity@capetown.gov.za. Now, that was my fault. The other question I wanted to ask is, I mean, we find it very easy. The nice thing about this challenge is that most of us are doing this all the time, right? We're always snapping something and uploading it to an app.
Mm.
But I thought maybe the website might be a bit complex. This is actually app run. Do I have to download the iNaturalist app?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not the website. Okay, cool.
You can go via your phone and download the app onto your phone, and then it's all on your phone.
Okay, fantastic.
So the people who have smartphones, it's very easy because it's a matter of you can just upload it almost immediately.
I see. Whereas if I don't have one, then I can, you know, upload it to my computer.
Yeah, we're trying to cater for everybody. So people are technically challenged or don't have the technology. There are places where everybody can participate.
Fantastic. All right. Very exciting stuff. Anything else that we need to know about the competition going forward?
I just think it's from our side, all the information is on iNaturalist. Also, mm-hmm. There's also a Facebook page, which is iNature, ZA, mm-hmm. which also gives a lot of information about the events. So it's really for people with families on that Saturday, that Sunday, just go out, even if they decide to go down their street and take photographs. It's really for people to get out, for people to really enjoy the natural environment, which is all around us, mm-hmm. and just enjoy themselves. I mean, we will see how we do.
Fantastic. And we've got a public holiday over that weekend, and so there's really no excuse. We should be outdoors anyway. Julia Wood, Biodiversity Manager at the City of Cape Town. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time and prepping us for this wonderful activity.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. So remember, between the 26th and 29th and 9th of April, make sure you have your phones out or your camera out. Before that, of course, download the app iNaturalist if you are on a smartphone. And then you can upload your photo, contribute to the observations that Cape Town will be seeing. Very far afield is Cape Town and surrounds, actually. And if you have any further questions, you can go to the iNatureZA page on Facebook or email Julia Wood's team at biodiversity@capetown.gov.za.